It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Texas Rangers, AAA affiliate, the Round Rock Express. Rainiers need a win today to get out of this six-game series with a split. Tacoma lost the opener on Tuesday, won game two, and then had a couple of games in a row where the offense disappeared and they scored only one run on both Thursday and Friday, losing those two games. But the offense came back to life yesterday. Tacoma scored 10 runs and had 14 hits, won the game 10-2, and moved back over the 500 mark on the season at 7-6 on the year. A win today will get a split of the series. Tacoma's turning things to Jose Rodriguez in his return to the Rainiers. Rodriguez began the season in the Rainiers' rotation, made one start, went four innings, then got called up by the Mariners, pitched for Seattle on Tuesday at Wrigley Field in a relief role, and then was optioned back to Tacoma, and now he's in the rotation here again. He's probably only going to go three or four innings today, but Jose Rodriguez is on the hill for Tacoma. He'll be opposed by former Mariner and Rainier Robert Duggar, who has been with Round Rock to start the season. He's making his third start of the year. He pitched the first game of this series against Tacoma, which was the day game on Tuesday, and he went three innings in that one. Rainier's got one run against him. So Duggar on the hill for Round Rock and Jose Rodriguez for the Rainiers. Yesterday, Tacoma won by a score of 10-2, 14 hits for Tacoma. Cesar Hernandez, Zach DeLoach, Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, Kian Wong, Pat Valeka. That's six players. All of them had exactly two hits in the game. Shiner hit two doubles. Kian Wong had a big bases-loaded double with two outs in the fifth inning that really kind of opened things up. And the Rainiers had good pitching today. Yesterday, as it was another bullpen game, and the Rainiers have had two bullpen games in this series and won both of them. Yesterday, Riley O'Brien went two scoreless innings, followed by Taylor Saucedo. Rob Kaminsky, also two scoreless innings in his Rainiers debut. Blake Wyman went two innings. He ended up allowing two runs, but Nolan Blackwood finished it off. So the Rainiers had five pitchers on the hill yesterday. They limited Round Rock to just two runs on five hits. Well, should be a good one today. The Rainiers and the Round Rock Express. Sunny day here in Round Rock, Texas. Wind blowing in from center field. That's good for the pitchers, as long as it stays that way. It can change, but we'll see what happens over the course of the afternoon. After this game, the Rainiers return home and off tomorrow, but home on Tuesday with the El Paso Chihuahuas, the San Diego Padres affiliate, coming to town for six games Tuesday through Sunday this week at Cheney Stadium. Check out TacomaRainiers.com for the schedule, promotions, everything you need to know about the upcoming homestand. Well, it's Sunday. Sundays are interview days this season, and today we're going to talk with the Rainiers hitting coach, Brad Marcelino, who is back for his second season with the Rainiers. Last year was his first year in pro ball, and he has years of experience as a private hitting instructor, though, and also in the college game, and we'll get his thoughts on being a returning and experienced staff member now in year two. And also, we're going to talk to him mostly about his very interesting side gig. He's the hitting coach for the British national team, Great Britain, in the World Baseball Classic. Mariners' top prospect, Harry Ford, played for them during the World Baseball Classic last month, and Marcelino got to work with him. We'll talk to Brad about these subjects when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Today we visit with the right here second-year hitting coach, Brad Marcelino. Brad, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Kurt.
Let's go. This is your second year with the Red Ears, and you know, we got to know you a bit last year in your first year in the Mariners organization, and now you're coming around for a second year into Tacoma, and it's your second year in organized baseball. Are you feeling more comfortable now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was definitely an adjustment period last year, but I think it was definitely made easier being in the college game for so long and then hitting with a lot of professional guys. So I think being on the field is definitely where I belong. So yeah, but always coming back, I think regardless of where you are, you always have some familiarity, so it's always more comfortable once you return to the same place.
Not a lot of returning staff members on this year's Rainiers team. All of a sudden you're the veteran guy.
Yeah, I know, all the boys left, so good for them though. They're all in a great places, great spots, and me and Mikey are back, but other than that, a bunch of new faces.
We're with Brad Marcelino on the Red Ears pregame show. I want to talk to you about your off season, such as it was. I guess there wasn't a lot off about it because you do something really interesting outside of working for the Mariners. You are the hitting coach for the British national team in baseball, and you guys made it to the World Baseball Classic, qualified last year. I remember when you left the Red Ears for a week or 10 days to go play in the qualifying tournament. But you guys did really well in the World Baseball Classic this year. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was like you said, qualifying last year in Germany. The org was really great about having me go over there, experience it all, and then it's definitely a special, both for myself personally, you know, playing on the national team for so long, being born in London, moving here when I was 12, but also just to see how far the program's come. And what we did at that tournament, the atmosphere was electric, as you probably saw, you know, on TV and everything. And yeah, it meant a lot. Just, I remember in 2001, we were writing our names on the back of our jerseys, you know. So it's definitely a change to be on that level with all those, you know, with the team and that group of guys, for sure. It was great experience.
You had one of the Mariners' top prospects on your team, Harry Ford, the Mariners' first-round pick in 2021, out of high school, very young player, and he kind of moved into the spotlight a little bit during the World Baseball Classic through his performance. How did he handle that, and what did you see about him that you like?
Yeah, Harry, like I think we talked about this last year, just the way we found out how he was eligible was just such a serendipitous thing, talking in spring training. And he just telling us that his dad was born in the UK. And from that tournament last year, the qualifier, it's amazing even from then to the WBC here in Arizona, the main event, how much he continues to just grow. And he's unreal from his preparation standpoint, just how smart he is at that young age, his maturity. It's a challenge not knowing any of those guys, literally. You know, we had 3 days of preparation and we were at spring training, and then obviously we left, but he got to the team hotel, I think it was 11 p.m. or midnight, and right away he texted our pitching guys and asked to talk about our staff. So that right there shows you just how much pride he takes, you know, and how well he wants to be prepared and how mature he is for his age. So it was unreal seeing him at that stage. He, and probably was more impressive too, he struggled a little bit in the beginning, like in the first, I mean, four games, so in the beginning is relative, but just the fact that he was able to stay with what he does well and just be Harry was awesome. So yeah, it was really cool to see.
He hit a couple of home runs in the tournament. You're the hitting coach, but it's such a brief time to even do much actual coaching with a guy like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's him. You know, like, yeah. it's all part. It's him. It's all our entire group as the organization, the Mariners organization, all the our everyone that's involved. It's a village, obviously, but he just has a knack of finding a moment that doesn't get too big, right? Like he's really good about that. I asked him how he was feeling before one of the games, after he hit the home run, and he said, "Man, you know, I feel really good. I just started singing to myself." I was like, "Wow, that's pretty cool." And then I go, "What'd you sing?" He's like, "I don't even remember. I was just humming myself and singing in the box, and that felt like it calmed me down." And then he just, you know, he did his thing from there.
He had a great tournament. So did Great Britain. Am I right? Am I saying that you guys have now automatically qualified for next time they have the WBC?
Yeah, for sure. So we played, obviously, game one against U.S., against the one of the best teams ever put together. So that gave us a lot of confidence, just how we performed. Made a mistake to Schwarber, but we performed really strongly. I think everyone was expecting that to be a boat race. And then we played Canada. The pitching kind of got out of hand. And, you know, we did really well from an offensive standpoint, but didn't put a complete game together. The Colombia game was the key game for us. And we beat that team, which is a really good team as well. The Mexico game, that was an electric game. I think it was tied going into the eighth inning. But that one win allowed us to automatically qualify for the next one. So
that's outstanding. Now you have plans for 3 years from now. Brad, thanks very much for the visit today. We're happy to have you back with the Rainiers this year.
Thanks, Kurt. You're the man.
That's Brad Marcelino, the Tacoma Rainiers hitting coach. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First, for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 7 wins and 6 losses, the Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off and playing shortstop today is Cesar Hernandez. Batting second, center fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting third is the second baseman Mason McCoy. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth and playing right field is Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Jacob Nottingham. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Colin Moran. Hitting eighth, the left fielder, Delino DeShields. And batting ninth and playing first base is Pat Valleca. On the mound for the Red Ears, Jose Rodriguez. No record and a 0 ERA in 5 innings of work. The Round Rock Express are 8-5 this season. They're the Texas Rangers affiliate, and they are managed by Doug Davis. They're going to lead off with J.P. Martinez. Martinez is in left field. Batting second, the shortstop, Jonathan Ornelas. Hitting third is center fielder Elier Hernandez. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Rafael Ortega. Batting fifth is second baseman Justin Foscue. Hitting sixth, the first baseman Blaine Krim. Batting seventh, doing the catching, Matt Watley. Hitting eighth, the third baseman Davis Wenzel. And batting ninth, right fielder Sandro Fabian. On the mound for Round Rock, right-hander Robert Duggar.
Umpires today behind home plate is Trevor Daniger. At first base is David Arrieta. And at third, it's Matt Brown. Tacoma and Round Rock, last game of the six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling the best.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, good morning. Back home, still morning. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Mike Curto back with you from the Dell Diamond, where we're about ready to begin the expressive take of the field. Their starting pitcher, Robert Duggar, is wrapping up the warm-up pitches right now. And Cesar Hernandez getting ready to settle into the batter's box, leading things off for the Rainiers. Nice day here. But the wind is gusting in from center field, and that can affect fly balls. In fact, it'll certainly impact them if it stays like it is right now. Good pitching conditions. Hernandez stands in. Robert Duggar into his motion, and his first pitch of the game is swung on and fouled away, and we are underway here in Central Texas. Rainier's last game in this ballpark this year. Round Rock makes two trips to Tacoma. Both of them after the All-Star break. So we'll see this team again, but not for a while. Next pitch to Hernandez up and away. One ball, one strike. Cesar Hernandez hitting 206, but with 12 walks, 413 on base percentage, and he takes one outside now, 2-1. Duggar was with the Rainiers and Mariners just 2 years ago, 2021. Pitches a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. So an even count, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Duggar threw a fastball past Hernandez, and one man is out at the top of the first inning. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach has been able to consistently get hits in this series, which not many of his teammates can claim. The Rainiers had a few games here where the offense really struggled, but DeLoach was able to collect some base hits nonetheless. Left-hand hitter, and he takes outside for a ball. And he's played with a lot of friends and family in the crowd throughout this series. He's from the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area. A couple-hour drive from here, maybe 3 hours. Sears went outside to DeLoach. He's hit safely in 7 of his last 8 games, and that includes a 2-hit performance yesterday. Now the pitch misses for a ball, and DeLoach is ahead of the count 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch is popped up into shallow left field, up in the wind. Wenzel over near the foul line, and he makes the catch. The third baseman, Wenzel, looked like he might have initially overran the ball a little bit, but turned out he did a good job of playing the wind, and it came right to him. So 2 outs in the first inning. That was a fair ball, by the way. DeLoach pops up, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Yeah, the pitch is a swing and a miss. Oh, one pitch on the way. And here's a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 0-2. Well, 0-2 to McCoy, and he swings and misses strike 3, and Robert Duggar sets down the Rainiers in order in the first with a couple of strikeouts, looking more impressive today in his first inning than he did in the series opener against the Rainiers on Tuesday. 3-up, 3-down, 2 punchouts. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing, Round Rock coming to the plate.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the Rainiers went down quietly in the top of the first, and now they take the field for the first time. Jose Rodriguez doing the pitching in this one. And Rodriguez making his first appearance for the Rainiers since returning from a brief stint in the big leagues with the Mariners. His first pitch to J.P. Martinez, a left-hand hitter, is low for a ball. 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Rodriguez. Rodriguez, a minor league free agent, the Mariners signed early in the offseason. They had their eye on him at the beginning. His ears a swing and a foul, or a miss, pardon me. Thought he foul tipped it, but no. Anyway, it's a strike either way. One ball, one strike to Martinez. Rodriguez rocks and fires, and the pitch is a fastball inside. Rodriguez already getting a call up this year. He was a minor league free agent, so he was not on the 40-man roster. But he is now, as the Mariners, when they sent him down, kept him on the roster. They optioned him to Tacoma. Series one inside to Martinez. And the count's 3-1. So that means that he's well positioned for another call-up this year when the situation arises. 3-1 pitch is a check swing foul, third base side. Full count, 3-2. Martinez working with catcher Jacob Nottingham. Rainiers with Valleca at first today. A little different look at the infield with McCoy playing second and Hernandez at shortstop. And then Moran is at third. 3-2 pitch fouled back. Count still full, 3-2. Outfield is DeShields in left, Deloach in center, and Shiner in right. And the 3-2 to Martinez, swinging a foul tip, and Nottingham almost held onto it. It hit the side of his mitt and popped out of there. So Martinez stays alive, still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the payoff, and it's bounced foul, and Martinez is grinding out this first at bat of the game for Round Rock. I believe this is pitch number 10 right here. And it is inside, ball four. It's actually pitch number 9. So, a 9-pitch walk for J.P. Martinez to start the bottom of the first inning. And now Jonathan Ornelas will be the hitter. Ornelas, right-hand batter. 6-for-42 to start the season, but he walks a lot, has 11 walks. He's a Triple-A rookie. And the pitch is grounded to the left side and through between short and third, and that's a clean single. Martinez stops at second. Ornelas has a base hit. And Round Rock has something brewing here at the bottom of the first. We'll see if Jose Rodriguez can work his way through this. Rodriguez from Bolivar, Venezuela. That's where he was born. 27 years old, 6'2" tall. Here's his pitch, and it is called a strike to Elier Hernandez. Hernandez hitting .250 in the early going this year in 11 games, has homered twice. Now the plate umpire moves out in front of the plate and says something to Rodriguez. He's back behind the dish now. We're ready to go. The 0-1 pitch is outside. 1-1. Right here's wearing the navy blue jerseys today. They're technically the batting practice jerseys, but they wear them in games sometimes. Today's one of those days. 1-1, swung on and bounced foul in home plate. Round Rock is wearing baby blues. They look like the, especially Hernandez, who's wearing these baby blue jersey with long red sleeves underneath. He looks like a member of like the 1980 Phillies or something. 1-2 pitch is up high for a ball. Colorful look for the Express. 2-2 the count to Elier Hernandez. Now the pitch grounded left side. Moran has it, goes to second. There's one. McCoy turns to first in time for two. The Rainiers get the double play for the first two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Martinez is now at third, but the Rainiers very pleased to get that double play. Runner at third with two outs for Rafael Ortega. Moran fielded that grounder. No hesitation. Straight to McCoy, running the pivot today from his position at second base. Pitch to Ortega's inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next offering, inside, ball two. Wind continuing to blow in now from left field, in from left. And it has strength to it. 2-0 pitch, swing and a foul. 2-1. No score, bottom of the first. We're just underway. Final game of the series in Round Rock, Texas. Rodriguez's pitch, swing and a miss. Nice change from Jose Rodriguez. And that evens the count 2-2. And Ortega's back in there. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on, bounced between first and second, and it gets through into right field, a base hit. And scoring is Martinez. It's an RBI single for Rafael Ortega, and Round Rock is on the board in the first inning. They get a two-out RBI single from the veteran Ortega. And now Justin Foscue, the Triple-A rookie, comes to the plate. Right-hand hitter Foscue hitting .231 in 12 games with a homer. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now a pickoff throw to first, and they've got Ortega in a rundown, and the ball is relayed to McCoy, who tags him out for the final out of the inning. Ortega will officially be charged with a caught stealing because he broke towards second. Play went 1-3-4 if you're keeping score, picked off, and that does it for Round Rock in the first. But they get a run on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We move to the second inning, Round Rock 1, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, 1-0 Round Rock after one inning of play. Right ears will come to the plate now in the second. Mike Ford, DHing today, leads things off for Tacoma. And the pitch from Robert Duggar is taken down low for a ball. Want to know the count. Ford had a triple yesterday. He's hitting .356 in 12 games for the Red Ears with three homers, .412 on base percentage. Checks his swing and takes a strike. 1-1 the count to Ford. Duggar retired the side in order with two strikeouts in the first. Now a check swing again by Ford, and he went around for sure, and that is strike two. Well, one ball, two strikes. And now Duggar throws a heater upstairs. Duggar works in the low 90s with his fastball. Throws a slider and a change. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a change, and Duggar has already struck out three today. His changeup's been the main reason why. Now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Duggar, last year, was with two teams in the International League and two teams in the Major Leagues. Spent most of his time in AAA. His pitch to Shiner is over for a strike. He had five starts for Durham, one appearance for Tampa, their parent club, and then 14 appearances for Louisville and three with the Major League Cincinnati Reds. Well, now strike two to Shiner. He's behind in the count 0-2. The 0-2 coming, swung out and fouled away. All told, Duggar has pitched in 27 Major League games, 13 of them starts. Most of them with the Marlins, the starts. And then a dozen games with the Mariners in 2021. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. He was originally drafted by the Mariners in 2016 out of Texas Tech. 18th round pick who made it to the big leagues. It's kind of fun to see. Here's his 0-2 to Shiner, and it is outside for a ball, 1-2. Mariners traded him away when he was an A-ball in 2017. He was in the D. Gordon trade with the Marlins in the winter between 2017 and 18. Next pitch is a check swing, and the first base umpire, Arrieta, rings up Shiner. And I think Shiner thought that he held up in time there. He didn't really do much more than flinch at it, but he got rung up. And Duggar has struck out four of the five batters he has faced to start this game. Jacob Nottingham now the batter. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Nottingham last played on Thursday, hit a couple doubles in that game, including one that tied the game in the ninth inning. Rainiers ended up losing in the 10th. 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. And Nottingham's behind in the count, 0-2, and Duggar's got a chance to strike out the side. O-2 is looped out into center field, and that's going to drop for a base hit. And Nottingham has his first single of the season. Each of his first three hits this year were doubles, and now he has hit a single. And that's the Red Ears' first hit of this game. A man on with two down for Colin Moran. Moran, 5-for-30 to start the season. But two of his five hits have been homers. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming. Swung on and fouled back, and that's out of play. Counts even to Moran, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. And that's hit in the air to shallow left field. Coming in is J.P. Martinez. He has his eye on it all the way, and he makes the catch. And the inning is over. Red Ears do not score in the top of the second. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of inning number two. It's Round Rock 1, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. Not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
One nothing, Round Rock on top of Tacoma. We go to the bottom of inning number two here at the Dell Diamond on a sunny Sunday afternoon in Round Rock, Texas. Another good crowd. They've had good crowds throughout this series. It's been nice to see. Pitch to Justin Foscue leading off the inning from Jose Rodriguez is wrapped on the ground to third, and Moran has it, and he throws out Foscue at first base. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the second inning. So Jose Rodriguez gets a quick out, and now Blaine Krim will be the batter. Krim hitting .235 in 10 games for Round Rock. Right-handed batter. Now the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming. Outside for a ball, 1-1. Now here's one outside for a ball. The 2-1 to Krim, grounded towards short, past the diving Hernandez and into left field, a base hit. And Krim has his first hit of the game, a single to the left side. Hit number three for Round Rock, all singles. All ground ball base hits. And the outs have come on grounders as well. Matt Watley now the batter. He made his season debut for Round Rock on Thursday, was 0 for 3 in that one. It's the only game thus far, and he takes a pitch up and away from Rodriguez, ball one. Jose Rodriguez, new to the Mariners organization this year, he came up with the Angels and reached the big leagues with them in 2019 and 2020. Pitch in for a strike to Watley. The 1-1 coming from Rodriguez, and it's swung on and fouled away. Count goes to 1-2. And Rodriguez pitched for Salt Lake for a portion of the 2019 season, his only PCL time prior to joining the Rainiers this year. And he was used mostly as a reliever by the Bees and their manager Lou Marzin in 2019. Next pitch to Watley is just a smidge inside. Two balls, two strikes to the Round Rock catcher. Now the 2-2. Up high, ball three. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Rodriguez got him with a 92-mile-per-hour heater, and there's his first strikeout. So two outs, and now Davis Wenzel will be the hitter. There's the pitch, and it swung out and fouled back. 0-1 the count to Wenzel. Wenzel connected for his first home run of the season last night against the Rainiers. It was a two-run shot. They were the only Round Rock runs of the game that the Rainiers won 10-2. Now a check swing foul tip into the catcher's mitt, strike two. Wenzel's two-run shot came in the eighth inning when the Rainiers were ahead 10-0. And it spoiled the shutout. I thought there was a chance, well, there was definitely a chance the Rainiers might pitch a shutout last night. As here's one up high for a ball. And they shut out Round Rock earlier in this series on Wednesday in a bullpen game. And they shut out Round Rock yesterday for the first seven innings in a bullpen game. And before Wenzel connected, now he fouls one away. Still one ball, two strikes to Wenzel. The Rainiers have pitched two shutouts already this season. One-two pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. Now a swing and a little one-hopper past Moran and down the left field line. This could be a problem. Long run for DeShields to go get it. Crims being waved around third. Relay to the plate from Cesar Hernandez on a hop. Great tag by Nottingham. They got him at the plate to end the bottom of the second inning. DeShields hit the cutoff man. Cesar Hernandez playing short today. Hernandez, instead of unloading a rocket to the plate, he kind of calmly threw a one-hopper right perfectly on the money to Nottingham, who received it cleanly and just laid the tag on Krim in the nick of time to get the final out of the inning. Really nice play right there defensively by the Rainiers. Double for Wenzel. Krim thrown out, 7-6-2 at the plate. No runs on two hits, no errors, one left. We go to the third inning. Round Rock 1, Tacoma nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To the third, Rainiers down 1-0. First pitch to Delino DeShields, leading things off, is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. DeShields facing the Round Rock starter, Robert Duggar. And the pitch to Delino is swung on, hit in the air to center field into the wind. Not going anywhere today. Underneath it, the center fielder Hernandez, and he makes the catch. And there's out number one in the top of the third inning. That'll bring Pat Valleca to the plate. Valleca's been swinging it lately. He had two more hits yesterday. Has a four-game hitting streak going on. 5-for-15 on the season for the veteran. Here's the pitch from Duggar, and it's inside to Valleca. There's ball one. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Next one down low. 3-0 to Valleca. And the pitch is outside for a ball. So one out walk. First walk issued by Duggar today. And now Cesar Hernandez will bat for his second time. He struck out swinging in the first. Duggar with the pitch, and it's a change for a strike. 0-1 the count. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Two. Up high, one ball, two strikes. Rainiers a game over 500 coming into this one on the year, 7-6. Homestand starts next on Tuesday. No game tomorrow. 1-2 to Hernandez. Is looped out into shallow left. Back is Wenzel, the third baseman, and he makes the catch for the second out in the top of the third inning. Two down for Zach Deloach. Rainier's first homestand was a raging success. The Rainier's won 4 out of 5 games against Reno last week. And they've got 6 on tap for the series with El Paso starting on Tuesday at 6.05 p.m. Now Deloach turns on a pitch and lines it into right field. It gets down for a base hit. And going to second and stopping there is Valleca. Zach Deloach with his daily hit. He is on, and the Red Ears have 2 on with 2 out for Mason McCoy. Red Ears have done a lot of their scoring in this series with 2 out hits. We'll see if that happens again here in the third. McCoy struck out in the first. He's 0-for-1. He had a hit and 2 walks last night. Scored 2 runs in last night's game. The pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. The pitcher, Duggar, being warned about not coming set until the batter's ready to hit. Here's the 0-1 now, and it is outside for a ball, 1-1. The lead runner is Valleca at second. Deloach at first. Duggar with the 1-1 pitch to McCoy. Swung on it, bounced back to the mound. Duggar has it. He goes to second for the final out of the inning, and then just for fun, they relayed it to first base for what would have been the fourth out of the inning. For some reason, nobody with the Round Rock Express knows that the inning's over. They're all standing around. That's bizarre. No one went into the dugout. They all thought the inning wasn't over. Guys, there were two outs. We'll keep hitting if you want. They're now heading to the dugout. Deloach forced out at second. 1-6 on the play. McCoy bounces into a fielder's choice to end the inning. No runs on a hit. And no errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. Round Rock 1, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Round Rock leads the Rainiers 1-0. Oh, we're all laughing about that in the press box, how the top of the inning ended. It's the pitch to Fabian up high for a ball, 1-0. Jose Rodriguez on the hill for the Rainiers. Fabian, the number 9 guy in the lineup for Round Rock, 4 for 29 to start the season. Right-hand hitter. Rodriguez's pitch hit in the air towards left center field into the alleyway. And Deloach in pursuit, he's not going to get it. It takes a bounce on the warning track. It goes over the fence, so that's an automatic double for Sandro Fabian to lead off the bottom of the third inning. Deep drive into the wind, and he got an automatic double. Fabian with his second double of the season. He's in scoring position for J.P. Martinez. Round Rock got the last out of the inning, and they didn't know it. It was like all 9 players on the field at the same time forgot how many outs there were. Here's a bunt up the third baseline, out to get it the pitcher Rodriguez. He has no play anywhere. It's a bunt single for J.P. Martinez, and Round Rock has runners at the corners with nobody out. Wow, they now have 6 hits in the early going against Jose Rodriguez. Runners at first and third with no one out for Jonathan Ornelas, and Rodriguez finds himself in a jam. Toss to first base, and Martinez back in. He's a threat to try to steal, a serious threat to try to steal. He's already 6 for 6 stealing bases this year. He's being held on over there by Valleca. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the runner goes, pitches a strike, throw to second by Nottingham, gets past McCoy and goes into center field. Fabian trots in and scores from third. Martinez goes to third base. Stolen base for Martinez. The throwing error will get charged to Nottingham, as is the tradition, although at second base, Mason McCoy was frustrated with himself for not picking that throw out of the dirt. Well, it's 2-0. Runner at third with no one out, and the Red Ears bring the infield in. 1-1, the count to Ornelas. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Next pitch swung on and fouled out of play. Still 1-2. Next pitch called strike three. Down goes Ornelas, and there's a big out for Rodriguez and the Red Ears. So one away, and a runner at third for Eliar Hernandez. And the pitch is swung on and grounded just foul down the third baseline. Seems like in this series, there have been a lot of hits, particularly for Round Rock, that have gone right down the line. Now the 0-1 pitch, infield still in, swung on and fouled away, and the count's 0-2. Next pitch hit in the air towards the seats on the first base side. Over for a look is Valleca, but it's out of play. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Now the 0-2 swung on and fouled back again. Jose Rodriguez could really use another strikeout here with that runner at third. Hernandez, though, for a guy who hits third or fourth in the lineup, does not strike out very often. Hasn't this year, anyway. The 0-2 down low for a ball. He has 6 strikeouts and 44 plate appearances. This day and age, that makes him a contact hitter. One, two pitch. Swung on and popped up behind first. Tough wind here. McCoy and Valleca in foul ground. It's Valleca making the catch, tagging at third, and bluffing is Martinez. Valleca throws into Nottingham at the plate, but that is out number two. Big out there. Now the infielders can back up to normal depth. Rafael Ortega is the hitter. He had an RBI single his first time up. Ortega, left-hand hitter. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Now the 0-1, up high for a ball, 1-1. Now the pitch is low. Here's a swing and a pop-up on the left side into shallow left field. Hernandez and Moran, and here comes DeShields, and no one can get it. DeShields found himself trying a diving catch. Couldn't come up with it. It drops in for a hit. Martinez scores. Ortega ends up at second base. Wind blown, pop fly. You've got the sun in the mix as well. Nothing is easy on these pop-ups today. And Ortega ends up getting a double as a result and give him his second RBI of the game. It's 3-0 Round Rock. Now Justin Foscue is the batter. And Rodriguez's pitch is in there for a strike. The elements are getting to Rodriguez in the right ears a bit here. Well, the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two at a 94 mile per hour heater. 0-2 the count to Foscue. And the pitch is low for a ball. 1-2. One, two coming. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. And Shiner coming in, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Foscue flies to right, and that does it for Round Rock in the third. But they get two runs on three hits. There was a Tacoma error and one runner left on. We go to the fourth inning now. It is Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling the best. Better
than all the rest. 3-0, Round Rock on top of Tacoma. We go to the fourth inning of play here at the Dell Diamond. Rainiers with two singles so far, but have had just one runner reach second base against Robert Duggar, whose first pitch of the fourth inning is a breaking ball outside to Mike Ford. That's ball one. Ford, the left-hand swinger, struck out swinging in the second as Duggar threw him a steady diet of changeups. This pitch is a changeup, and it's low and away. Two balls, no strikes to Ford. Two-oh pitch coming. And now here's ball three with a fastball outside. 3-0. Duggar went three innings against the Red Ears on Tuesday in the first game of this series, and now he's pitched into the fourth here. We'll see how much further he's able to go here early in the year. As his next pitch is outside, ball four, leadoff walk. Mike Ford will head down to first base. His fifth walk drawn this season. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner struck out swinging earlier. He's 0 for 1. Here's the pitch from Duggar, and Shiner pops it up foul behind home plate and out towards the parking lot here at the Dell Diamond. No shortage of parking here. Stadium sits in a massive parking lot that's attached, well, it's at the edge of a park. But it has a big lot here. Sometimes you see tailgates here. So there's one outside for a ball. I'm always kind of proud to point out to fellow PCL broadcasters at Cheney Stadium that, hey, we're one of the few parks in the league where you see tailgaters. Sometimes you see Rainiers fans having tailgates out in the lot. So here's a drive towards right center field, deep, but into the wind. Back goes Fabian. Look it up. It's gone. Shiner gets it out of here into the Rainiers bullpen and right. A two-run opposite field drive into the wind, and it's his fourth home run of the season, and the Rainiers are on the board. It's now Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2. So Shiner blasts one the other way, and the Rainiers are on the board. It's the Rainiers' first home run in a little bit. Let me look here before we start talking about tailgaters again. Jacob Nottingham stands in, and he swings and fouls one in off. That is strike one. Oh, it was just 2 days ago. Caballero homered for the Rainiers, only loss on Friday. 7-1 game. But that was just the third home run of this six-game series for the Rainiers. O'Keefe hit one on Wednesday. 0-1 to Nottingham, grounded foul, third base side. 410 feet on the Shiner homer. It's good distance the other way with the wind blowing. Now Duggar with a pitch, and it's outside for a ball. Anyway, back to the important conversation. I always think it's cool that Tacoma is one of the few PCL parks where there's tailgating in the parking lot. Round Rock is one of the others. You do see it here. So here's a swing and a foul back by Nottingham. One-two pitch. Inside for a ball. 2-2. Time called. Some confusion between Duggar and the catcher, Whatley, and Whatley calls time and goes to the mound to talk to his pitcher. We're in the fourth. Rainiers are down 3-2. They just got their first runs of the game on Shiner's two-run homer after the leadoff walk that was drawn by Mike Ford. There's no one out here. And an even count to Nottingham. Now the 2-2 pitch from Duggar. Swung on, squibbed up the first baseline, twists and goes foul, for which Nottingham is thankful. Because if that had been fair, he would have been out. Instead, he gets to keep hitting. So 2-2 now. And the pitch is a swing and a foul on a curve. Nottingham hanging in there and fouling it off to stay alive. Yeah, the 2-2. Low ball three. Full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff from Duggar, and Nottingham fouls it away. This has been a very good at-bat for Nottingham, and during this plate appearance, Duggar has thrown a lot of pitches, and the Express have now begun bullpen activity with a lefty throwing out there. 3-2 to Nottingham. Misses ball four, just barely missed, as that pitch was a smidge low, and Nottingham heads down to first base, and Colin Moran will be next. Reminder, we're using the human umpires today, the human beings, the real people are calling the balls and strikes. No robot umpires today. If you like the robot umpires, they'll be back working again on Tuesday at Cheney Stadium. Here's Moran with a runner at first and no one out of the pitch. Swung on, grounded to second. That's a double play ball. Foscue to the shortstop for one. On to first. There's two. Base runner erased on the 4-6-3 double play. Two down. Just a two-hopper right to the second baseman. Kind of briskly hit. Really just an easy double play for the Round Rock infielders. Here's Delino to Shields. And the pitch is swung on and stroked up the middle and into center field, and DeShields has a base hit. So he's on with a two-out single. And he becomes a candidate to try to put himself in scoring position with two outs and Valleca at the plate. Delino may be looking to run here. And the pitch in there for a strike. Now a turn and a throw to first. DeShields back in. DeShields is 3-for-4 stealing bases this year. Now a swing and a grounder. Knocked down blindly by Duggar. He controls the baseball and throws it to first for the out. That ball got past Duggar. It might have been a base hit, but it hit the back of his arm, I think, as he had his back to home plate, and it just dropped right to his feet. The baseball did, and Duggar easily turned it into the final out of the inning. Right here, settle for two runs in the top of the fourth inning on the homer by Shiner. There were two hits and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth, Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the fourth, Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2. Jose Rodriguez to work on Blaine Krim leading things off, and the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. That is strike one. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch is grounded right to third. Moran gobbles it up, and he fires to first for the out. Two pitches, one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Krim grounds out to third base. Now Matt Whatley is the batter. Whatley struck out earlier. He's 0 for 1. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in yesterday's games. Oklahoma City, still the class of the league at the get-go. Sears went in for a strike to Whatley. They beat Sugarland yesterday at home 5-2. Dylan Covey started for Oklahoma City, allowed one run at 4 2/3. Action in the Rainiers pen. Left-hander Eric Stout has just started throwing. The 1-1 to Whatley outside for a ball. And on the Round Rock side, they have left-hander Taylor Hearn warming up. So Oklahoma City won yesterday. Luke Williams was 4 for 4 for the Dodgers. Now the 2-1 is popped up foul, and that's going to get out of play behind home plate. The Oklahoma City club 11-3. On the year after their win yesterday. Best record in the league. In fact, they're kind of building a cushion. They're 2.5 games ahead of second place Round Rock. You know, it's so early in the year, but they already lead by a couple games. 2-2 to Whatley. High for a ball. Again, we're doing the split season this year. They changed the playoffs format. MLB has changed the playoff format in the Pacific Coast League 3 years consecutively now, which has been unnecessary. 3-2 to Whatley is a called strike three. Down he goes, and that's the second out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Strikeout number three for Jose Rodriguez. Second time he's fanned Whatley. Davis Wenzel. Now the batter. So no divisions in the PCL this year, just one 10-team division. Whoever's in first place in the end of the first half will play whoever wins the second half. Split season format. And the two half champions will play one another in a three-game playoff series for the league titles. There's a strike to Wenzel. That's the new format this year. They're doing the same thing in the International League, except they have 20 teams in that league. So it's one 20-team division. I was chatting on the phone with former Rainiers manager Darren Brown the other day. He's managing in the International League. He's managing Jacksonville. I asked him, hey, what do you think about that 20-team division in the split season? He just started laughing. It's like you could hear him shaking his head over the phone. 0-2 to Wenzel is pulled deep to left field. Back it goes, and it's off the very top of the fence, and then it takes a crazy bounce away from DeShields. And now they're saying it went over the fence. It hit a railing above the left field fence, and it's a home run for Wenzel. The top of the wall has a yellow line on it, Behind the fence is a grassy berm, and there is a metal railing above the left field fence that is a homer if a ball hits that. And apparently this ball hit the railing above the fence. That's what the umpire, Matt Brown, said, and no argument from the Red Ears dugout, so they must have had a good look at it and seen it that way as well. I couldn't really tell, but I'm like 500 feet away from way back here and up high. Jairo Cuevas, the Red Ears pitching coach, out to talk to Rodriguez. Solo homer for Davis Wenzel, who has homered in back-to-back games. 4-2 is our score. The Express with the lead. A low line drive homer with the wind blowing like it is, especially across from left to right now. So that was right into the wind, but it was such a low drive that I'm not sure the wind impacted it much. Because there's a big bleacher, the so-called home run porch in left field, that blocks some of the wind that direction. Low line drive homer, that's the way to do it right now. All right, Sandro Fabian now, the batter. He swings at the first pitch, grounds one to Moran at third, who throws to first for the out. That does it for Round Rock in the bottom of the fourth. One run on one hit, the Wenzel homer. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the fifth. It's Round Rock 4, Tacoma 2.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We head to the fifth inning. It's 4-2. Round Rock leads Tacoma. New pitcher for the Express in the top of the fifth. It's left-hander Taylor Hearn, hard thrower. Guy who's seen a lot of big league time in the recent past. And Hearn on in relief of Robert Duggar. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Hearn facing Cesar Hernandez, who's 0-for-2 in this game. 28-year-old lefty, pitch swung on and fouled away. Counts now even 1-1. Hearn this year just set down by the Rangers. He appeared in 4 games this year for Texas, struggled out of their pen, allowing 8 runs in 7 innings, and here he is now making his first minor league appearance of the year. And Cesar Hernandez bloops one out into center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit, and Hernandez is on to get things started in the fifth. Hit number 5 for the Red Ears today. Now Zach Deloach will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single so far. Left versus left situation here with Hearn on the hill. And there's a breaking ball inside. Hearn's barely pitched in the minors at all. since 2018. Mostly has been in the majors. Here's one outside. He appeared in three games for Round Rock last year. Otherwise was in the majors all season. And four games in 2019 when the Rangers affiliate was Nashville. So here's a toss to first. Hernandez back in. Now pitch is over for a strike. Continuing our look at what happened around the league yesterday. There goes the runner. The pitch is fouled away by DeLoach. 2-2 now. Sacramento won at Reno 15-6 in a day game yesterday at Greater Nevada Field. The visiting Rivercats were ahead 11-0 in the fourth inning. There were some weird stats in that game. Here's a swing and a miss by DeLoach, strike three. Down he goes. So, all right, Sacramento beat Reno 15-6, right? They won by 9 runs. Reno out-hit them substantially. The Aces out-hit Sacramento 11-7 and lost by 9. Sacramento scored 15 runs on 7 hits. So here's a pitch outside. They had 7 hits. There were 11 walks. There were also 3 batters hit by pitches. So 14 guys reached base because of wildness from Reno pitchers. Reno had their own defense chip in with 2 errors also. So 7 hits, 11 walks, 3 hit batters, 2 errors. That added up to 15 runs for Sacramento yesterday. Pitch to McCoy's inside now, 2-0. Clint Coulter, Washington native from down south Vancouver area. He had 2 hits, 3 runs batted in for Sacramento yesterday. 2-0 pitch. Inside, and it gets away from Watley, and taking second base is Hernandez. Runner moves up. Passed ball is the ruling on Watley. And it's 3-0 to McCoy. Mike Ford on deck. Well, they weren't as wild as the Aces pitching staff, but Salt Lake issued some really poorly timed walks last night in Vegas. So here's a pitch in for a strike. 3-1 now. Salt Lake and Vegas were tied 5-5 at the bottom of the eighth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Aviators loaded them up, and Salt Lake issued 2 bases-loaded walks that decided the game as there's ball 4 inside to McCoy. He heads down to first base. The bases loaded walks issued by Salt Lake reliever Jonathan Holder cost them the game. Vegas won it 7-5. Check swing by Ford on the first pitch, and he hits a foul ball accidentally. That's strike one. Two on, one out. Rainiers trail by 2 runs in the top of the fifth inning, and the pitch bounces up to the plate, and that's nicely blocked by Watley. 1-1. And the Rainiers' next opponent, El Paso, won yesterday, beating Albuquerque 8-5. They're in El Paso. Fernando Tatis has made that ballpark his personal playground. 1-1 pitch, in for a strike. Yesterday, the rehabbing Tatis was 4-for-5 with 2 homers, 3 runs batted in. He's hitting .536 going into today on his rehab assignment. So here's one outside. He's 15-for-28 with 6 homers in 7 games. And I actually, that you can add one to that, because I saw that he's already hit a homer today for El Paso. That was swinging a bouncer foul, first base side by Ford. 2-2 the count. Yesterday, both of Tatis's homers came off the Albuquerque starter, who was Phillips Valdez, who spent half of last season working out of the Rainiers bullpen. He's with Albuquerque now, and Mr. Tatis treated him rudely yesterday. Here's a foul back. We talked about this yesterday, but to repeat it, if you missed it, it's okay. You don't have to listen to every game. We don't look astray at you. We do not expect Tatis to play for El Paso this week in Tacoma. Here's a swing and a foul that's going to land on top of the broadcast booth. Oh, there's a baseball on the roof. Tatis is going to be activated by the Padres on Thursday when they're in Arizona, and the expectation he's going to work out at the Padres Arizona training facility this week before Thursday. He's not going to be with El Paso on their road trip. So there's good and bad in that. The good is that the Rainiers don't have to pitch to him. The bad is that we don't get to see him. Two-two pitch. Swung on and driven by Ford into right center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Cutting it off is Hernandez. Cesar Hernandez is around third. He's going to score for the Rainiers as Elier Hernandez fires it back into the cutoff man. Going to third is McCoy. It's an RBI single for Mike Ford. And the Rainiers make it a 4-3 ball game here at the top of the fifth inning. Ford lacing one to right center field in a left versus left situation against a guy with a lot of major league pedigree in Taylor Hearn. And now a trip to the mound by the Round Rock pitching coach. And action has begun in their bullpen. They have a right-hander warming up. Jake Shiner, the next hitter. Shiner's 1-for-2 with that opposite field two-run homer just last inning that put the Rainiers on the scoreboard for the first time today. Tying runner at third in McCoy. With one out, Ford at first. Taylor Hearn with his pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball. 96-mile-per-hour heater. Next pitch inside, two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch, swing and a miss. 2-1. El Paso with that win yesterday, now 6-8. So even if they win today, they'll be under 500 when they show up in Tacoma on Tuesday. Here's a swing and a foul back by Shiner. They have on their roster Jansen Witte, who had a tremendous season for the Rainiers in 2021 when Tacoma won the league title. 2-2 to Shiner's inside for a ball. So we won't see Fernando Tatis Jr., but we will get to welcome back and catch up with Jansen Witte. 3-2 to Shiner now. Swung on and fouled away on the first base side. Also hearing there's the possibility, although not confirmed, but the possibility the Padres starting pitcher Joe Musgrove may have a rehab start at Cheney this week. We'll let you know when we firm that up, as here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Shiner goes down swinging. And there are two outs, and that tying runner is still at third base. And now Jacob Nottingham will be the batter. Taylor Hearn's done. The They're not going to let him try to work his way out of it. The manager, Doug Davis, is on his way to the hill. Hearn at 29 pitches here in the fifth. So they're going to bring in a fresh arm, and we're going to take a break for this pitching change in the top of the fifth. The run is in. Tacoma has runners at first and third with two outs, and the score is Round Rock 4, Tacoma 3.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails, more darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We're in the top of the fifth inning here in Round Rock, Texas. Our score is Round Rock 4, Tacoma 3. Rainiers trying to tie it up. They have runners at first and third with two outs. Jacob Nottingham at the plate. Round Rock has brought in from the bullpen 24-year-old right-hander Chase Lee, who is in his fifth appearance, has allowed two runs in five and a third innings, and his first pitch to Nottingham is taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Nottingham's already reached base twice today with a single and a walk. Now the 1-0 coming. And it's taken outside for a ball. 2-0. Now the 2-0. Outside, ball three. Well, a walk would load him up for Moran, who's on deck. See if Nottingham is swinging here or taking on the 3-0 count with a new pitcher. Well, he's taking all the way and called a strike on the inside edge. Close pitch. 3-1 now. Now Nottingham will be aggressive. Lee's 3-1, swing and a miss, and the count goes full 3-2. Lee is side armor. Three balls, two strikes. Now, time called by Nottingham. He's going to step out and think about this one for a moment. Here's the 3-2, swung on and fouled back. So still 3-2. Now the 3-2 again, swing and a miss, strike three, and Nottingham is struck out and the inning is over. Right here, settle for one run at the top of the fifth inning on two hits. There were no errors and a couple of runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. Round Rock 4, Tacoma 3.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Round Rock 4, Tacoma 3. Raiders make their first pitching change of this game. They bring in left-hander Eric Stout from the bullpen. Stout will face the top of the order, beginning with J.P. Martinez. And the pitch is in there for a strike. This is Stout's second appearance since joining the Rainiers. He got in the ballgame on Friday night and tossed a scoreless inning. Allowed two hits. His next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two to Martinez. Stout just recently signed by the Mariners. One of a couple of guys just picked up by the organization. As here's one outside for a ball. Stout has big league time with the Cubs, Pirates, and Royals. 23 total major league appearances. 1-2 pitch, check, swing, foul by Martinez. They've also just signed Rob Kaminsky, who tossed two innings yesterday in his Tacoma debut. One ball, two strikes, the count to J.P. Martinez. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Stout gets the strikeout of the first batter he faces. One away at the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Jonathan Ornelas will hit. Right here, starter Jose Rodriguez went four innings, allowed eight hits and four runs all earned. Walked one, struck out three. He pitched better than the stats indicate, especially the eight hits part. There were some very well-placed grounders and a wind-blown pop-up. Sears one in for a strike to Ornelas. A bunt single. Next delivery from Stout. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now a swing and a little bouncer to short. Cesar Hernandez gloves it and throws to first for the out. Two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth. Now Elier Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez 0 for 2 today. Stout's pitch misses for a ball. Stout's from Illinois. Went to high school in Wheaton, Illinois, St. Francis High School. So here's a swing and a hot shot to third, fielded by Moran on one hop. Throw to first in time for the out, inning over. Eric Stout with a quick and easy. Three up, three down, bottom of the fifth. We head to the sixth inning. We've got a one-run ball game on our hands. It's Round Rock 4, Tacoma 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Four-3 is our score. Rainiers down by a run here in Round Rock, Texas, as we move now to the sixth inning. Round Rock still with the right-hander Chase Lee on the mound. He came in and struck out Nottingham to end the fifth with the tying runner at third base. Here's his pitch to Colin Moran, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Moran, left-hand hitter. Now the next pitch, in there for a strike. He's behind at the count, 0-2. Now the next pitch, outside. One ball, two strikes to Moran. He'll be followed by Delino DeShields and Pat Valleca here at the top of the sixth. Now a swing and a foul back by Moran. We'll take a look at what happened around the Mariners farm system yesterday. Starting with some bad weather in Little Rock, Arkansas. The Mariners AA team, the Arkansas Travelers, got rained out yesterday in a game against Springfield. Moran hits one in the air to center, high fly, but moving towards left center and making the catch is Elio Hernandez. One man is out at the top of the sixth. And now Delino DeShields will hit. Double A Arkansas attempting to play a doubleheader today against Springfield. The Class A teams on the West Coast were both able to play yesterday, and both of them scored a lot of runs. Especially Everett, the Mariners advanced Class A team in the Northwest League. My goodness, they hung 20 on the scoreboard last night. Here's a swing and a hot shot up the middle on the first pitch to Delino DeShields, and he has his second hit of the game. Hard ground ball base hit to center field. DeShields is 2-for-3 today. Rainiers get the tying runner on with one out in the top of the sixth inning. DeShields aboard at first with one down for Pat Valleca, who's 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out so far today. Lee with his pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Yeah, Everett beat Hillsboro. This was a road game down in Hillsboro, Oregon. They won 20-7. They had 17 hits. Outfielder Alberto Rodriguez led the way with three hits and five runs batted in. Here's one inside now to Valleca. And fellow outfielder Jonathan Classe hit a single, a double, and a triple, and had three runs batted in. Top prospect Harry Ford, 0-for-3 with four walks and three runs scored as Valleca fouls one back. And James Parker had four hits and scored three runs. Big game for Everett. The weird thing is they were 1-5. They lost five of their first six games, and then yesterday in victory number two, they scored 20 runs. Here's one outside to Valleca, 2-2. Two-two pitch coming, and it's inside, ball three. Full count. Payoff, swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still 3-2. Three, two coming. Runner goes, fouled back. Still 3-2. The Mariners' low A Modesto affiliate scored eight runs yesterday, one at home against the San Jose Giants, 8-6. 21-year-old first baseman and cleanup hitter Gabe Moncada had two hits with a double and two runs batted in. And 19-year-old outfielder Gabriel Gonzalez, two hits and an RBI. Next pitch is a check swing, and he went strike three to Shields. Thrown out trying to steal. He did not realize that it was a live ball, as it seemed that Valleca had walked, but no, they ring him up on a check swing, and DeShields is caught stealing second base for the final out in the bottom of the sixth, or top of the sixth inning, and DeShields frustrated out there at second base. Caught stealing 2-4 to close it out on a double play. No runs on a hit and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Round Rock 4, Tacoma 3.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the sixth, Round Rock leading Tacoma 4-3. First pitch from Eric Stout to Rafael Ortega is the fastball up and in, ball one. Next pitch on its way right now, and Ortega thinks about a bunt and takes outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Ortega has driven in two of Round Rock's runs in this game. He has a pair of two-out run-scoring hits, a single and a double. Now the 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Count moves to 2-1. Ortega, a major league veteran who came into play today just hitting 167 for Round Rock, but he's a guy who's going to hit here. I don't think there's any doubt about that, as here's one down low for a ball. 3-1. Three, 3-1 pitch coming from Stout. And the pitch, swing and a foul back. Full count, 3-2. Payoff coming. And it's a called strike three. Fastball on the outside edge, and that takes care of Ortega. One out of the sixth. Second strikeout for Eric Stout. And now Justin Foscue is the hitter. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a foul down the right field line, and that's out of play. Stout calls time on the mound. He's having a technical problem with the earpiece on the PitchCom system. He is able to resolve it quickly. Here comes the 0-2, and it's a breaking ball outside, 1-2. Now the 1-2 inside, and it hit him in the leg. Got to Foscue right in the left leg as he got caught kind of flat-footed on that pitch running inside on him, and it plunked him. First man to reach base against Stout. Foscue hit by a pitch. And now Blaine Krim will be the batter. Krim, 1-for-2 with a single so far. And the pitch is up high and away for a ball. Next delivery from Stout. No, he steps off the rubber for a moment. Foscue at first base, 2-for-2 stealing bases so far this season. Now the pitch down low for a ball. Well, here's ball three outside, and Stout suddenly running into a little bit of trouble here. Three-oh pitch to Krim. There's a strike down the middle. Krim was taking all the way. Runner goes. Here's a swing and a foul back. Count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from the lefty. And it swung on and fouled away. Yeah, the 3-2 coming. Again, and it swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. DeLoach battling the sun and a long run in, and he gets there and makes the catch for out number two. Krim is retired, two away. And now Matt Whatley will be the batter. Whatley has struck out twice. Both of those plate appearances came against the Red Deer starter, Jose Rodriguez. Now toss to first. Next pitch, swing and a foul back. Oh, one coming from Stout, trying to work a second scoreless inning here today. And it's a swing and a miss, strike two, through a fastball past Whatley. And now the next pitch up and away. 1-2. Now Stout ready. Here comes his 1-2 pitch. Just a bit high with a fastball. Rainiers were hoping for a call there. Didn't get it. Right on the border, on the upper edge of the strike zone. Two balls, two strikes. One run game in the sixth. Stout with his pitch. Called strike three, froze him with a slider, and down goes Whatley, and the inning is over. Couple of scoreless frames today for Eric Stout. No runs in the sixth, no hits or errors, one runner left. We go to the seventh inning. Rainiers are down by just one run. Round Rock 4, Tacoma 3.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day, with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling the best. Better than all.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Four-three ball game. Round Rock leads the Red Deers. We go to the seventh inning. New pitcher on the hill for the Express. It is left-hander Lucas Jacobson. Previous pitcher Chase Lee went 1 1/3 scoreless, allowing a hit and striking out two. Jacobson making his second appearance of the series. He worked an inning and a third without allowing a run on Friday night. Here's his pitch to Cesar Hernandez, and it's swung on and fouled back. Jacobson, in four appearances this season, has allowed one run in 4 2/3 innings. He's 1-0 with a 1.93 ERA. Hernandez fouls off the next pitch, 0-2. By and large, the Round Rock pitching staff has been impressive in this series, particularly the bullpen. And they do lead the league in team ERA at 3.42 coming into play today. O2 pitch, swing and a foul at the plate. Still 0-2. They have a trio of relievers who are right-handers who we're used to seeing in the major leagues the last few seasons. Sears one inside for a ball to Hernandez. And that's Zach Littell, the former Rainier, Dominic Leon, and Jacob Barnes, also briefly a former Rainier. 1-2 pitch to Hernandez is hit softly on two hops to second, fielded by Foscue, and he throws out Hernandez. One out at the top of the seventh inning. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach is 1-for-3 with a single today. And he swings and fouls one back. Strike 1-2 Deloach. Next pitch misses for a ball. One-one. Swing and a foul back, 1-2. Deloach has the look of someone who would like to see that last pitch again. Jacobson bringing it 96 miles per hour from the left side. There's one that bounces up to the plate. Count goes to 2-2. Two-two pitch, breaking ball, pulled right side and threw into right center. That's a base hit for Deloach. The center fielder, Elier Hernandez, picks it up and throws it in. Zach Deloach with his second hit of the game. Got a slider from Jacobson and pulled it between the second base bag and the second baseman himself. So the tying runner is on. And now the pitch to McCoy is taken inside. Rainiers have A.J. Puckett warming up in the bullpen. There goes the runner. Pitch is down low. No throw by Whatley. He dropped the ball on the transfer, and Deloach steals second base. It's a big steal, his second steal of the season, and he's in scoring position now representing the tying run. Had a large jump, and then Whatley couldn't get a throw off. 2-0 to McCoy, and the pitch. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike. 2-1. Now the pitch inside, picked by Whatley on a ball in the dirt. Nice play by the catcher to save a base. Three balls, one strike. On deck, Mike Ford. After him, Jake Shiner. 3-1 pitch coming to Mason McCoy, and it is swung on and fouled off into the seats on the first base side. Full count. 3 2/3. There's that train noise, the Round Rock Express. Try to get the fans into it a little bit. 3-2 to McCoy, swung on and hit in the air to center field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. They're waving in Deloach. Hernandez uncorks a throw. Sliding tag play, safe at the plate. Deloach got his left hand on the dish before he was tagged by the catcher, Watley, and the Red Ears have tied this game up. It is 4-4. A bold send by third base coach Eric Ferris, because Hernandez first started coming in on the ball like he was going to catch it, and it kind of hung up in the air for a moment. It looked like it might drop in, might be catchable, but it did land, and Hernandez played it on one hop and fired to the plate. It was very close with just one out in the inning, and Deloach slid in there safely. Nice slide by Deloach, and a good acceleration to the plate as well. Right, ears have tied it up. Mason McCoy with the RBI single. And now with Ford at the plate, a pickoff move, but McCoy's back in standing up. Ford's one for two with a single, a walk, an RBI, and a run scored. Now Jacobson with his pitch. There goes McCoy, pitches outside. Watley's throw to second is not in time. Mason McCoy steals second base. Second steal of the inning for the Red Ears. McCoy's 4-for-4 stealing bags this season. And now the go-ahead run is in scoring position with the Red Ears' top RBI man standing in. 1-0 pitch from Jacobson. Curve in there for a strike. I guess technically it's a slider, the Jacobson breaking ball, but it's slurvy. Looks like a curve. 1-1 pitch. Well, there it is again, and it's in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Ford's going to take his time out here and rethink this. He's seen back-to-back sliders from Jacobson, both strikes, and he's in a hole here, 1-2. He's back in the batter's box now. McCoy leads from second with one away. And the pitch outside with that same breaking ball. Counts even now, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 from the lefty. A heater outside, ball three. Full count to Ford. So three balls, two strikes. Go ahead runner at second with one out of the seventh. Jacobson with his payoff pitch, and it swung on and bounced to the right of the pitcher's mound. Out to go get it, actually, the catcher. And he throws out Ford at first. Taking third on the play is McCoy. A full swing by Ford, and he chopped it, and it just went out in front of the plate to the right of the mound. The lefty coming off the hill, his momentum carried him towards the third base side of the mound. The catcher, Watley, was out there and picked it up and threw out Ford. Runner at third with two outs now for Shiner. The pitch to Jake is outside for a ball. Shiner's 1-for-3 with two strikeouts and a homer. And the homer, a two-run shot in the fourth. He hit it to right field. He'd love a base hit right here. The 1-0 from Jacobson down low, 2-0. If Shiner can continue the inning, the Red Ears have Jacob Nottingham on deck. Duo coming. And it's inside, ball three. On its way. Ball four. Nothing really close. That was inside and low. Shiner never got a chance to swing the bat. He heads to first base. with a two-out walk, and now Nottingham's going to get a chance to give the Rainiers the lead. But I don't think he's going to face Jacobson, as Doug Davis, the manager of the Express, is doing a slow walk to the mound. They have a right-hander throwing in the pen. They're going to bring in Fur Ozuna. So a pitching change here with two outs in the seventh. Ozuna coming in, and we'll take a break. Rainiers have tied it up, and they have runners at first and third with two outs. Tacoma 4, Round Rock 4.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We're in the top of the seventh. Rainiers have tied it up, 4-4 tie. Runners at the corners with two outs. Nottingham coming up. New pitcher is Fur Ozuna. Right-hander making his second appearance of this series. Here's his delivery to Nottingham, and it's an off-speed pitch over for a strike. Fernery, his real name. Everyone calls him Fur. From the Dominican Republic, converted infielder. Now 27-year-old pitching prospect, 0-1 pitch to Nottingham is on its way. And this is outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Rainiers tied it up earlier this inning on an RBI single from Mason McCoy that brought home Zach Deloach, who had some nice base running this inning. Stealing second and scoring on McCoy's hit. 1-1 pitch, little blooper, foul, and it lands untouched. And Jacob Nottingham cracked his bat, and he needs to get a new one from the bat rack. And the bat boys deliver a new stick to him. So Nottingham on his way back to the plate. He's behind in the count, a ball and two strikes. So Nottingham, right-hand hitter, looks out towards Ozuna. Down the line from third is McCoy. Shiner with his lead at first. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Nottingham goes down swinging. And that ends the top of the seventh. Right here's tied up with a run on two hits. There were no errors, two runners left. It's the seventh inning stretch in Round Rock. Tacoma 4, Round Rock 4.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At the seventh inning stretch here in Round Rock, Texas, and it's a tie game. Tacoma 4, Round Rock 4. We go to the bottom of the seventh. New pitcher for the Red Ears, A.J. Puckett, comes in. His second appearance since coming up from Double-A Arkansas. He was impressive in his Tacoma debut with two scoreless innings, retiring all six batters he faced. Here's his pitch to Davis Wenzel, and it's inside for a ball. Want to know the count. Wenzel has been a problem today with a double and a homer. Now time called by the plate umpire. Here's the 1-0 now to Wenzel from Puckett. And the pitch is swung out and fouled back, and the count's even 1-1. Eric Stout, great outing. Two scoreless innings from the Red Ears bullpen. Didn't allow a hit, didn't walk anyone, hit a batter with a pitch, struck out three. Retired six of the seven hitters he faced. 1-1 to Wenzel, bounce to the right side. Mason McCoy gobbles it up at second base, and he throws out Wenzel at first, one away in the bottom of the seventh inning. So the Red Ears get Wenzel out for the first time today. And now Sandro Fabian is the hitter. Now a swing and a hot shot down the third baseline. Foul off the bat of Fabian. Oh, one coming. And it's low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike to Fabian. And the pitch inside for a ball. Jose Rodriguez started for the Red Ears, went the first four innings. Stout the next two, and now Puckett is in there. 2-1 pitch on its way, and it's a foul tip at the plate. Even count. Now, two balls, two strikes, and this pitch misses for a ball. Now the 2-2 is driven into the gap in right center field. That's into the alleyway. It's going to take a bounce and roll all the way to the fence. Fabian's at second, takes the turn and holds there as the right ear's got it back in quickly. A one-out double for Sandro Fabian, his second double of this game. J.P. Martinez now the hitter. And the pitch is a check swing. He did not go around. That's ball one. So now Round Rock has the go-ahead runner in scoring position. Pitch is down low for a ball. Next pitch, called a strike. Next pitch, swinging a foul tip at the plate. There's a strike for one and two. Mariners are in action. In fact, they just started up. They're underway. They're in the first inning hosting the Rockies today. Luis Castillo on the mound. The M's are going for a three-game series sweep. Puck, it's 2-2 now to J.P. Martinez. Inside, and it almost hit him. He was trying to hop out of the way of it. He did. Full count now, 3-2. Rays won after winning 13 in a row. They lost 2 in a row, and now they have won 1 in a row. They just beat Toronto. They're obviously the story of the major leagues after 2 weeks of play. A little while, we're into the third week now. Here's the 3-2 to Martinez, inside ball four. So a walk puts two on with one out for Jonathan Ornelas. Puckett will have the right versus right advantage here. Looking at the big league scoreboard, this Reds-Phillies series has been ridiculous. Yesterday, the Reds beat them 13-0. Today, the Phillies scored 9 runs in the top of the first. Pitch to Ornelas. High for a ball. Phillies lead 12-3 in the sixth. They have 16 hits. Puckett with a 1-0, and it is in there for a strike. This would be a great time for the Red Ears to get a double play grounder in the infield. What do you say? One pitch to Ornelas. Swung on, grounded to short. Hernandez goes to McCoy. There's one, and that's all they'll get. The ball was fielded pretty deep in the hole by Hernandez. He threw to McCoy. McCoy had every intention of trying to pivot, but he realized there was no point in risking a throw. They get the one out, the force out at second. Ornelas is at first, Fabian at third, two down, and Elier Hernandez is the batter. Tie game in the seventh. Now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air, foul, first base side. Valleca can't get it. It's in the seats. Not a lot of foul territory over there. Valleca was in pursuit, but it landed in the seats. Yeah, the 0-1. And it swung on and grounded into right field, a base hit. And trotting in and scoring the go-ahead run is Fabian. Stopping at second is Ornelas. Elia Hernandez with a base hit to right field. Just finding the hole on the right side with a sharp ground ball. It's 5-4 Round Rock. Well, right when the Red Ears tie it up at the top of the inning, the Express regain the lead in the bottom. And now John Russell's out to the mound. He's got a lefty in the pen, and he's going to get him in and get a left versus left advantage on Ortega. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Round Rock has regained the lead. It's Express 5, Rainiers 4.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Justice Sheffield in from the bullpen for the Red Ears in the bottom of the seventh inning, trying to keep this game close. Round Rock leads 5-4. They have runners at first and second with two outs. Their cleanup hitter, the left-hand swinging Rafael Ortega, due up. But it looks like they're going to use a pinch hitter as Clint Frazier has come out of the dugout instead. And yes, they are going to Frazier to pinch hit for Ortega. Frazier. Three for seven the last 2 days after snapping out of an 0 for 20 slump. Right-hand hitter Frazier. Ornelas at second and Hernandez at first. And Sheffield is set from the third base side of the rubber. His pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Sheffield in his team leading seventh appearance today. No record, 7.94 ERA. And now the plate umpire warns Sheffield about coming set before the batter is ready to hit. That's been a standard routine here early in the season this year. 0-1 to Frazier is in the dirt and bounces off Nottingham's gear and back towards Sheffield, and the runners are going to move up on a wild pitch. Ornelas takes third and Hernandez second, so they have two men in scoring position. Counts 1-1 now to Frazier. The pitch was in the dirt. And Nottingham, I think, blocked it with his body. And it went out into fair territory in front of the plate. Now the 1-1 to Frazier is low. Two balls, one strike. Two men in scoring position. Two outs. Big batter right here. And the 2-1 pitch is a breaking ball high, ball three. Raniers wanted a call on that one, and I think they may have a point on that one. 3-1 now. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Nice slider from Sheffield. And the count goes full 3-2. Here comes the payoff pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Sheffield gets his man, and that closes out the bottom of the seventh inning. Big strikeout for Sheffield and the Raniers right there. Round Rock settles for one run in the bottom of the seventh on two hits. No errors, two runners left stranded in scoring position. We go to the eighth, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 4.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
We go to the eighth, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 4. Colin Moran to lead things off for the Red Ears against the right-hander Fur Ozuna, who got the final out of the seventh. And here's his pitch to Moran, and it is over for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch coming. Inside for a ball. Moran's been quiet in this one. 0 for 3. He's due. Now, here comes the 1-1. And it's inside for a ball. 2-1. Pitch, swing and a miss. 2-2 now. Ozuna entered the game with runners at the corners and two outs in the seventh and struck out Nottingham to get out of that jam. Two pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the third base umpire on the appeal. Moran has struck out, and one man is gone in the eighth. Now Delino DeShields is the batter. Rainiers have Matt Festa throwing in the pen. DeShields 2-for-3 with a couple of singles. And the pitch is taken for a called strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Next pitch misses. Here comes the 1-1 on its way. Swung on, bounced to third. That's fielded by Wenzel, and he throws it to first for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the eighth inning. So DeShields bounces out. Valleca 0-for-2 with a walk today. And Ozuna's pitch is a swing and a miss. Expect to see some rehabbing Mariners on the upcoming homestand at Cheney Stadium. This next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Sounds like Dylan Moore might appear in a game or two with the Red Ears this coming week. Might see Taylor Trammell in the near future. No balls, two strikes to Valleca. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Ozuna fans him on three pitches to close out the top of the eighth. Ozuna tough today. Struck out three of the four batters he faced in an inning and a third. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Round Rock, Texas. It's the Express leading the Red Ears 5-4.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To the bottom of the eighth inning, 5-4. Round Rock leads the Red Ears. Matt Festa into pitch for Tacoma. And the right-hander will face Justin Foscue. First pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Festa on for his third appearance since being optioned to Tacoma by the Mariners. The 1-0 to Foscue is inside for a ball, 2-0. Fest has worked two scoreless innings without allowing a hit, but he hasn't got the control figured out just yet. He's walked four, and that's been a surprise. That's not something we normally see from him, and he now misses high ball three to Foscue, so 3-0 the count. Coming. And it's in for a strike, and the count moves to 3-1. Now the next pitch misses ball four, and it's a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Foscue heads down to first base. And now Blaine Krim is the batter. Krim's 0 for 2 with a single so far. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Swung on, hit in the air towards right. This is pretty deep. Going back is Shiner. Now he's under it, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Krim flies out to right. Now Matt Watley will be the hitter. Rainiers do have the top of the order coming up in the ninth inning, so if Festa can put a zero up here in the bottom of the eighth, the Rainiers can strategize to at least try to tie this thing up in the ninth. Pitch to Watley is a swing and a foul. Cesar Hernandez, Zach DeLoach, and Mason McCoy do up in the ninth with Ford fourth in the inning. Right-handers warming up in the Round Rock bullpen. Pitch is in for a strike to Watley. Oh, to the count. Next pitch. Misses. One ball, two strikes. And this pitch is outside, 2-2. Coming from Festa, and it's a swing and a liner into center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. DeLoach has it. Touching second and on his way to third is Foscue. He'll make it there with a slide. Stopping at first with a single is Matt Watley, his first hit of the season. And Round Rock has runners at first and third with one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. That was a solid line drive single to center off the bat of Watley. And now Round Rock is threatening to add to its one-run lead. Davis Wenzel, the hitter, he's been a problem today with a double and a homer. He's actually homered in back-to-back games. Here's the pitch to Wenzel, and it's a swing and a foul back. Festa now with the 0-1 pitch. And it swung out and fouled out of play. That's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Wenzel on three pitches. Festa just fired a fastball past him there on the 0-2. So two men are gone. Sandro Fabian, the batter. He has two doubles in this game, one to left center and one to right center. Another right-hand batter. Festa's pitch is over for a called strike. A fastball. Foscue at third. Watley at first. Two down at the bottom of the eighth. Right here's trailing by a run. Festa with the 0-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back. Strike two. Festa trying to put away Fabian. Keep this a one-run game. Give the Red Ears a fighting chance in the ninth. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Fabian. The runner from first takes off. The pitch is fouled away. Out of play. Still 0-2 to Fabian. Watley, the catcher, running on the 0-2 pitch. So no balls, two strikes. Festa's ready. Here comes the 0-2 again, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a sweeper, and down goes Fabian. The inning is over. Festa escapes the jam. No runs for Round Rock in the eighth. They had a hit. There were no errors. Two runners left on base. Let's see if the Red Ears can rally in the ninth. Our score, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 4.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
We go to the ninth inning. The Red Ears need a rally. They trail by one run. It's 5-4. New pitcher in for the Express to try to close it out. That's Dominic Leon, former Red Ear and Mariner, trying to get back to the big leagues now with the Texas Rangers organization. Leon has allowed one run in five innings this season, has two wins out of the bullpen, 1.80 ERA. Top of the order up for the Red Ears. Cesar Hernandez standing in, and he takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Hernandez has reached once today. He's 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Now the pitch is called a strike, and it's 1-1. Now this pitch swung on, grounded up the middle, backhanded by Foscue, turns and throws to first and gets Hernandez. And one man is out in the top of the ninth inning. So Hernandez retired. Now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Rainiers need a base runner. Deloach, 2-for-4 with a pair of singles and a run scored today. Left-hand hitter against the righty Leon, and there's a fastball low and away, ball one. 1-0 to Deloach. Mason McCoy on deck. Outfield play straight away. And Deloach loops one out into right center, and that's going to drop in for his third hit of the game. Zach Deloach with a one-out single in the ninth, that he gives the Rainiers some life. The tying runner is on base. Deloach singling over the second baseman's head. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. Deloach has had a nice series down here in Round Rock. 8 hits in 23 at-bats during this series. Which wraps up with this game. Rainiers off tomorrow, home on Tuesday. Here's McCoy. Deloach with his lead at first, and the pitch is bunted in the air and caught by the pitcher. My goodness. And that's the second out, and the Rainiers are down to their last out. Not sure what just happened right there. I don't believe the Rainiers would have put a bunt on from the dugout. And McCoy trying to bunt, pops it up. Rainiers down to their last out. Here's Mike Ford. He's 1-for-3 today with an RBI single and a walk. It has scored a run. The pitch to the left-hand hitter is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Deloach, the tying runner at first. Infielders shaded towards the right as much as legally allowed in the no-shift era. And the pitch to Ford is taken for a called strike. Outfield plays very deep. Wind has been blowing in all day. One ball, one strike, the count to Ford. Two outs in the ninth. Round Rock leading 5-4. Here comes the 1-1 pitch on its way from Leon. And he throws a fastball outside. This is the Rainiers' 14th game of the year. There has not been a save recorded in a Rainiers game this year, either by the Rainiers or against the Rainiers. Leon in a save opportunity for Round Rock. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Ford. Swing and a foul on the first base side. And the count's even 2-2. Round Rock had a save opportunity here in the third game of the series, taking a 1-0 lead to the ninth, but the Rainiers tied it up. 2-2. Swung on and hit high and deep down the right field line. And foul. Home run distance, but foul. It hooked foul. No question about that call. And also no question about the home run distance. That was a long foul ball hit by Ford. Straighten it out. All right, here we are. The 2-2 pitch with two outs in the ninth. Again, Leon fires, and it's outside, ball three. Jake Shiner on deck. The full count means that Deloach at first base will be able to get started on the pitch. He has his lead. Three balls, two strikes to Ford. And Leon ready. Here's his pitch, and it swung on and hit in the air towards right center. This is struck well. Hernandez over. He's going to have room. He makes the catch. That's the ball game. Round Rock wins it 5-4. The Express take the series 4-2. The Rainiers drop a one-run decision on the road. They fall back to the 500 mark on the year at 7-7. They will get a day off tomorrow. Actually, they're going to fly home tomorrow. Couldn't get out of here tonight. So flying home tomorrow. And we'll host El Paso on Tuesday night at Cheney Stadium for the opening game of a 6-game series that begins at 6:05 p.m. Round Rock wins it 5-4. We'll recap today's game and look at the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, the Rainiers had a chance to salvage a split of the six-game series here in Round Rock with a win today, but it was not meant to be. The Express take this one by a final score of 5-4, and the Rangers AAA club wins the series 4-2. Rainiers started Jose Rodriguez against Round Rock's Robert Duggar, and Round Rock was able to get to Rodriguez. Didn't really hit him hard, but they were able to get hits on grounders that got through the infield. There was a bunt single. There was a pop fly that fell in for a hit. There were a number of unfortunate events that led to some run scoring for Round Rock. They got one in the first when they had a runner at third with two outs and Rafael Ortega at the plate, and Ortega pulled a sharp grounder through the right side of the infield for an RBI single, made it 1-0. Then in the third inning, Sandro Fabian, leading off, had one of the hard hits against Rodriguez. He yanked a double into the alleyway. J.P. Martinez had a bunt single. And then with runners at the corners, Martinez stole second, and the throw from Nottingham went into center field. That enabled Fabian to score from third base, and it was 2-0. And then with two outs in the inning, Ortega doubled down the left field line to bring in another run and make it 3-0. In the third, the Rainiers had just two singles in the first two innings against Duggar, but they got to him in the fourth with a homer. First, Mike Ford led off the inning with a walk, and then Shiner hit the homer, drilling a two-run shot to right center field, 410-footer, and that made it a 3-2 ball game. Shiner with four home runs this season in his first AAA campaign for Tacoma. But Round Rock got a run back right away at the bottom of the fourth with two outs against Rodriguez. Davis Wenzel lined a homer to left field, a low line drive that carried barely over the top of the left field fence. His second home run of the season and in as many days. And that made it 4-2. Tacoma made it a one-run game again in the fifth against reliever Taylor Hearn, just down from the big leagues. Cesar Hernandez greeted him with a single to center field. With one out, Mason McCoy walked, and then Mike Ford singled to right center, scoring Hernandez and making it 4-3. We move ahead to the seventh. The Red Ears tied it up against reliever Lucas Jacobson. With one out, Zach DeLoach got his second hit of the game, a single to center. He stole second base and scored with some good base running on Mason McCoy's base hit to center field. DeLoach getting his hand on the plate just before the tag from the catcher Matt Watley on the throw from the center fielder. And that evened it up 4-4 in the top of the seventh. They needed a shutdown inning in the bottom of the seventh to preserve the tie. They brought in A.J. Puckett for his second appearance for the Red Ears. He retired the leadoff man, but then Fabian hit his second double of the game, this one splitting the gap in right center. After a walk, put runners at first and second. Jonathan Ornelas bounced into a force out at second. So runners were at the quarters with two outs. Puckett with a chance to get out of the jam, but Elier Hernandez, right-hand hitter, grounded one the other way through the hole on the right side of the infield, and it brought in Fabian from third base. That proved to be the winning run. Round Rock was ahead 5-4. The Red Ears had plenty of hits today, lots of base runners, but not in the last two innings. They did not get a runner into scoring position in the eighth or the ninth. They did get a one-out single from DeLoach in the ninth, but Dominic Leone was able to shut down the threat, and the Express hang on for the 5-4 victory. Final totals for Round Rock, 5 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Tacoma, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, left 9 on base. Winning pitcher is Fur Ozuna. He's 1-0. Save to Leone, his first. Loss goes to Puckett. He falls to 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 46 minutes, and the attendance, 5,813. Round Rock now has a record of 9-5 on the year. They're in second place in the league. The Red Ears fall to 7-7 and will be in fifth place in the league. These two teams are not going to play each other again until after the All-Star break. The Red Ears are returning home. Round Rock's also headed west. Round Rock is at Sacramento on Tuesday. The Red Ears will be home to face El Paso on Tuesday. First pitch at 6:05. We'll have the stream for you right here, beginning with the pregame show at 5:55. Round Rock wins it 5-4 the final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
Red Ears fall in this one, 5-4 at Round Rock. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners hosting the Rockies right now. Nothing happening so far. It's 0-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mariners have had a bunch of hits but haven't been able to score a run yet against Rockies rookie Noah Davis, making his first big league start. Meanwhile, Luis Castillo hasn't allowed a hit through four innings, so that's good. 0-0, Mariners-Rockies, bottom of the fourth. Some finals are in from the East Coast. Red Sox beat the Angels 2-1 as Garrett Whitlock out-dueled Reed Detmers in that one. Whitlock allowed one run in seven innings, picked up his first win of the year. Justin Turner's two-run homer for Boston stood up to win the game. The Yankees shut out the Twins 2-0. Garrett Cole, a complete game, two-hit shutout against the Twins. He struck out 10. Out-dueled Pablo Lopez in that one. DJ LeMahieu's two-run homer, the only runs of the game. And Tampa's back in the win column after a little two-day hiccup in Toronto. They beat the Jays today 8-1. Shane McClanahan went six innings and gave up one run. got the win. He's already 4-0 for Tampa. The Rays have 14 wins and 2 losses on the season. Interleague games, Nats beat the Guardians 7-6 in D.C. This was a very tight game back and forth. Nats took the lead in the bottom of the eighth on an RBI single by Joey Meneses. And Atlanta knocks off Kansas City 5-4. Vaughn Grissom with the RBI single in the top of the ninth inning to snap the tie, give the Braves the lead, and they hung on and won it with A.J. Minter collecting the save. And a couple of NL games are final. The Diamondbacks shut out Miami 5-0. They beat Sandy Alcantara, the reigning Cy Young Award winner in the National League, took his second loss today. Corbin Carroll homered off him. Zach Gallen tossed a gem for Arizona, 6 2/3 scoreless innings of two-hit ball. And in 10 innings, the Cardinals beat the Pirates 5-4. Tommy Edman just now with the game-winning RBI single for St. Louis in that game. Other games are in progress. The Phillies scored 9 runs in the top of the first inning at Cincinnati today. They've had 19 hits overall. They're now in the eighth inning. The Phillies leading the Reds 13-3. White Sox have an early 4-0 lead over the Orioles, bottom of the second inning in Chicago. Mets up on Oakland 1-0 in the third. Dodgers have a 1-0 lead over the Cubbies. They're in the fourth inning at Dodger Stadium. And the Brewers have a 1-0 lead over the Padres in San Diego. The Giants and Tigers were supposed to start in Detroit like 4 hours ago. That game has not begun due to rain. Rangers at Astros are later today. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard. Here in Round Rock, the Express beat the Red Ears 5-4. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
Watching the kids run the bases on a sunny Sunday afternoon here in Round Rock, Texas after the game. Round Rock beats the Red Ears today 5-4, the final score. Good game, tight game, just didn't go the Red Ears' way. The Red Ears were behind pretty much all game. Fought back to tie it in the top of the seventh inning, only to see Round Rock regain the lead on a clutch two-out hit at the bottom of the seventh from Elio Hernandez. The Express had several two-out hits to drive in runs today. Ortega had a pair of them. And even the Wenzel homer in the fourth came with two outs. So they had the clutch hits today, and they end up getting the victory 5-4, the final. One other final in the PCL. Albuquerque beats El Paso 10-3, despite another home run by Fernando Tatis Jr. So the Topes win that game. El Paso will be flying to Tacoma tomorrow to face the Red Ears on Tuesday, and they're going to come in with a record of 6 wins and 9 losses on the year. Some games in progress. Salt Lake leads Las Vegas 7-3. They're in the top of the sixth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Sugarland with a 5-1 lead at Oklahoma City at Bricktown. The Dodgers have only lost 3 games. They're 11-3 on the year, but Sugarland has them on the ropes right now. And Sacramento has a 7-2 lead at Reno in the third inning. Well, the Red Ears, we're hoping to get the split here. Didn't happen. End up dropping 4 out of 6. But they played really well at Cheney on the first homestand, winning 4 of the 5 games against Reno. They're hoping to continue the home mojo this coming week with a six-game homestand starting against El Paso on Tuesday. That's our next game, Tuesday at 6:05. No starting pitchers known for the Raiders yet. Asked John Russell before the game. He just kind of shook his head and said, I don't know yet. They might be getting guys back from the big leagues, might not. It's kind of hard to tell, and they got to figure it out. So we'll see what happens in terms of the starters. But again, 6:05 Tuesday, first game of the El Paso series. We'd love to see you out at Cheney Stadium. Check TacomaRaiders.com for ticket information, upcoming promotions, all that stuff. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. Once again, our final score today, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 4. Have a great afternoon.